Debate: Defund Police. Stacey Abrams claims, "I support law enforcement." By Wendell Hasebo on October 17, 2022. Georgia gubernatorial Democrat and pro-defund police candidate Stacey Abrams claimed in Monday night's debate, "I support law enforcement." Abrams's record shows otherwise. When asked by CNN, "So yes to some defunding of the police?" Abrams replied, "We have to reallocate resources, so yes." Meanwhile, Abrams has spent over $1.2 million on private security since her gubernatorial candidacy began in December. Abrams's statement that she would defund police while spending large on personal security is not all. She has also acknowledged she was honored to become co-chair of the Black Voices for Black Justice Fund, a radical Democrat justice organization that handed thousands of dollars to defund police activists who want to abolish the police. In addition, Abrams currently is a board member and governor of the Marguerite Casey Foundation and received at least $52,500 in income from the foundation, which created a coalition that showered funds to defund the police groups. In June, Abrams held a fundraiser with radical actress Stephanie Beatriz, who gave at least $10,000 to the bail fund group Community Justice Exchange, whose mission is to eliminate prisons and abolish police. Abrams claimed during the debate that she is supported by a few sheriffs but that she does not plan to list every person who supports her. RNC spokesperson Garrison Douglas slammed Abrams after the debate as a liar and a Democrat candidate that supports defunding the police activists. Stacey Abrams' unyielding support for Joe Biden's disastrous inflation-boosting agenda, defund the police activists and radical pandemic politics has no place in Georgia and will be rejected this November, he said in a statement. Kemp is leading in the race by about 8 to 10 points, recent polling shows. Abrams' support among Black voters is only hovering around 80%, a deficit that mirrors a national trend for the Democrat Party.